do begin.
Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Just a quick reminder to support and subscribe to the Social Primate Podcast on Spotify. Give us a follow, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and leave that review. Just know that the love that you show, the love that you shall receive, and Social Primate has a lot of love in. It's pretty unconditional, so just so you know. Today's episode is with Eric Valiente. He is the founder of the Blacklist LA Run Organization. And today, he basically comes in, helps me discuss the benefits about stepping out of our comfort zone, breaking through our physical and mental thresholds, the impact running has on our mental health as a form of therapy, and of course, allowing ourselves the opportunity to discover or just allow discovery within our community. One thing that this organization has helped do and it aims to do is to connect people through community, art, and running. Now, I know the combination seems a little like, what? But man, I've had the opportunity to go to one of these events. It's usually on Monday nights, like around 10 p.m. I know they recently changed it to 9, but it was one of those things that I was kind of hesitant to do at the beginning. Of course, it's the beginning of the work week, the end of the day. The last thing you want to do is push yourself to run 3.5 miles across the city, right? But it was a very, very fully immersive experience on no sensory levels. For the most part, they have an open schedule and they have certain dates that they do these things. So I highly encourage you to go check it out on your, you know, your free time. You have nothing to do. You want a little change in your routine. There's so much I can say about this, but it's not going to give it any meaning. It's not going to solidify it in your head until you go and experience it yourself. So go check it out. If you see Eric, say what's up to him. I hope you guys, again, enjoy this conversation. As a quick disclaimer, I know the audio may be a little funky at some times, especially with that freaking baby at the end. But overall, it's a great conversation. We went up to Griffith Observatory. It was a nice morning. We just had the whole view of what LA is, you know, in front of us. And just to have this podcast happen there the way it did, outside of that baby, I'm telling you, it was great. So I hope you guys enjoy this sweet, short conversation. And last but not least, today's music is brought to you by the Olympus Mons with their song Cubensis Dream. Check it out. It's trippy as fuck. It's super psychedelic. And check out their music. Show your support. Follow them on YouTube, Spotify, Instagram. All that good stuff. You know what to do. Till next time, guys. See you next week. What's up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today, up in the Griffith Observatory, we're meeting up with a special guest. We got Eric Valiente. What's up, dude? Thank you for making it.
We're out here at Griffith Park. Beautiful day. Thanks for having me.
No worries, man. It's definitely a beautiful day. And people you're hearing, like everything else, there's a lot of people around us, which is cool because it captures the ambience. And at the end of the day, I think it worked out perfectly, just the way we ultimately set this up.
Right. Yeah, it made sense.
It makes a lot of sense. But yeah, man, I mean, give us a little bit of background for about what you do. I know for the people who are listening right now, you're the founder, right, of Blacklist LA. Honestly, one of the best experiences I've had living in LA, you know, as somebody who's coming into the running culture, you know. Right. I'm not even a full runner. I'm just saying that right now. But
I mean, if you ran, you're a runner.
But give us a little bit of background, man. What's up?
For sure. So we started Blacklist LA back in 2013. So we're going on our 8th year, which is our Mamba year, so it's a special one.
Nice.
But we're definitely excited to just showcase community art and running every Monday night. So back in 2013, there was not a lot of running groups. You were limited to maybe the stores or maybe some clubs on the west side, but there was nothing in Central LA where you could meet up and run, you know, 3 to 4 miles with some friends. And on top of that, there was not necessarily a group that was running to murals or art. So I would bike a lot around the city and I would see these murals, and I would see murals and street art and all that stuff. And I would always tell myself, hey, I got to come back and visit. But in the car, you have to find parking, you have to U-turn. So I never went back, and that kind of always stuck with me, right? I'd be driving, let's just say, down the Bray or Sunset, and it was a beautiful piece, but I never got to see it. Then I jumped on the bike, and it was easier because I could just stop, take a picture, maybe post it on Instagram or something. So I tried to invite my friends via bike to like a bike tour of murals and art, but not a lot of my friends were cyclists, and it's a little bit dangerous in LA at times. Yeah. So I would say that's how we brought the running community together and created Blacklist LA, because I wanted to showcase art. I wanted to have people a little bit healthier in the city. And what better way than 10 p.m. at night visiting murals?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's one of the important parts. When they first presented me with the idea of Blacklist, I was like, what? The ones I've been to, it's Monday nights.
Yeah.
So when they told me, and I mentioned this earlier, it was 10 p.m. on a Monday, we're going to go run 3.5 miles through the dark streets of L.A. And I was like, what? Like, okay, it sounds weird, but it sounds also very cool.
Right, right.
So I was like, okay, you know, I can't miss out on this, so let's check it out. I went the first time, and man, dude, I was in awe. At first, I saw like there was like, I don't know the amount of people. There was approximately more than 50, less than 100 people that first time that I went.
Yeah.
But it was deep, and I was like, dude, what the hell? Everybody's just meeting up here to run. And then I think the first time I went, we met up at LACMA at the
Urban Lights.
Urban Lights.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. It's a cool meetup. And then we started running the 3.5 miles. And again, this is just me coming into the running stuff. I was never a huge runner, but I started getting into a little bit more, you know, just as I started settling who I was. I was like, you know what? I want to stay healthy. I want to stay somewhat fit. Let's start running. So 3.5 miles in the beginning was very intimidating for me at first. But once we started, you know, having the pacers, there's volunteers, people just kind of giving positive vibes out, you know?
Exactly.
It gives you the ability to kind of like relax, you know, catch your breath and just keep, you know, powering through, you know? And at the end of the day, I mean, at the end of the run, you're just coming up to some sick ass street mural and you're just catching your breath first, you know?
Yeah.
But you're experiencing LA in a different, from a different perspective,
exactly.
You know, as an individual, as a human, you know, not in some car, just like, hey, that's
pretty
cool.
You're on foot and you get to experience the surroundings, hear it, not taste it, but smell it, you know what I'm saying? So like, it's a different experience.
Yeah, it's for sure a sensory overload.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like all types of, you know, fucking things. I curse in this podcast,
good,
okay?
I cuss all day.
But it was just a great experience, man. And it sold me, like, I don't know. I just kept going back every other Monday with friends, you know, and just, I never got to really meet the people because I'm not a very, like, social. But I got to see people I remember people from there.
Yeah.
Like, hey, that guy was here last week. And then you kind of see people from the distance and then you'll say like, what's up? You never say hello, but say what's up. And it's just like this little community, you know, that's been building. And I think you guys started doing the Happy Birthday LA stuff.
Yeah.
And dude, that was fun.
Did you do that race?
I was only a what's it called?
Participant?
No, I was just looking.
Volunteer. Or
yeah, like, my friend, two of my friends were running, and I was just like, yeah, come on.
That's what's up, though, man. That was a good race.
Yeah, it was. I'm not going to lie. I went and I got one of those beers at the end, you know?
You just
but
did it yet.
I told myself I was going to join it if it happened again.
Yeah.
But I think you guys came, there's a little hiccup with that right now, right?
Yeah, man, with the Happy Birthday LA 5K, like, it's just, to be honest, it's too expensive. The city is just charging too much for the permit, and I think that's why a lot of 5K races are disappearing in LA.
Damn.
But if we can bring it back, maybe, definitely not this year, but 2022, it's not like it's 100% a no, but at the time, the organization is kind of deciding to go a different way, but we're staying hopeful that we can bring it back.
Damn. Hopefully it does, yeah, because it's just the community building, and I think that was important because, you know, there's little pockets around here, like, you know, right here we're just looking at the whole LA County, you know, the majority of it, and throughout the whole city, there's just pockets of, like, communities trying to do different things, you know, and, you know, the fact that they're making it a little harder sucks, but at the same time, I want to see the silver lining it gives us, or gives people, you know, like yourself and organizations like that, the ability to find new ways to adapt and then, like, do things even bigger, you know, better.
Kinda especially because the Olympics are coming here in 2028, so we're probably going to see more people being active and it's LA, you want to be outdoors. So I'm hoping that, mm-hmm. yeah, like you said, well, we find a silver lining or connect with the city in a positive way where we can open up the streets a little bit more for participants and runners, yeah. and Angelinos too.
Exactly. And now, what was the idea behind Blacklist for you? Like, what have you always been like into running, kind of like being athletic and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the idea behind it was, yeah, to just connect people to community art and running. So I've been running since 2007. Mm-hmm. I lost a bet in high school. Similar to this, we were on the lunch yeah. table or at nutrition or break, I forget. And they bet me that I couldn't run a marathon. And I mm-hmm. was like, I bet I can. That was 2007. And then I kind of just continued the running journey there because mm-hmm. I didn't want to lose a bet and pay out money to my friends. And they paid for the bib, too. I think that's how it worked. Uh-huh. I was like, if you guys give me enough to pay for the running bib mm-hmm. and I don't complete it, I'll double whatever you guys pay. So it was like okay. deep motivation for yeah, sure. Yeah. And then I think I've always liked to run because you get to explore the city a little mm-hmm. bit more. And it keeps you healthy and fit, you know, so that's always a positive. So we try to bring all those different elements mm-hmm. to Blacklist LA. So that's what we created with Lowe's, Vanessa, Karina, Brian. There was a bunch of people back in the day that are still with us now. Mm-hmm. They still support us, but that was the main purpose, is community art and running.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So what do you get out of this? Like in terms of like mental, like yeah. what is your... that goal inside of yourself that's like, you know what, I gotta keep doing this.
Yeah, it's weird, man. I think it's a way to connect with the community and mm-hmm. give back, to be quite honest. Like, it feels like it's a responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's hard to describe, but it's something deep inside of me where I'm just like, I have to be out there with the community. I have to yeah. get them moving. I have to show them Los Angeles. And maybe I think it's a way to kind of like take back the dialogue a little bit of Los yeah. Angeles, because you know, if you come here, you get to see like Hollywood, maybe you get to see the Grove. There's a bunch of shows that portray Los Angeles in a certain way. Mm-hmm. So I think that's part of it too. It's like, how can I show people both sides? But I'm an Angelino born and raised here, so how yeah. can we take people that are from here and not from here and see the city through my eyes? Right. And then you have the beautiful street artists that are out there, so it's like they're putting out, you know, 2 to 3 days of hard work, and they're possibly paying for the paint and the murals themselves. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the city can come over and buff them yeah. because it's considered graffiti. So we wanted to kind of have that moment in time where we can bring runners, take mm-hmm. a picture, and then, you know, it lives with us forever.
Yeah,
even right. though if you go back like a week and it's gone, mm-hmm. we were there at that moment in time. So I think it's just a way to give back. Again, it's a responsibility that I feel. And I think when I see the smiles and the people cross the finish line, whether it's a marathon mm-hmm. or the first Monday night, you know, 5K run that you join, there's something about that magic that it's pure, you know, it's free.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard to replicate that because it's really community, people leading other people to a fitness goal or a personal goal.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know if that answered your question.
No, it does. Perfect. I think, like, it really helps people get empowered, you know, yeah. with themselves. First of all, I definitely felt empowered when I finished a 3.5 run, you know. Like, I felt like, I was like, holy shit, I could do it. You know, I think one of my favorite
That was
points,
a 5K, man. You completed a 5K officially.
Is that a 5K?
Well, yeah, because it's 3.12 miles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you've done a 5K. I mean, I guess it was on the stream, but you've done a 5K, though. So
you know what? I've done it.
Yeah.
Damn, I feel really good about myself right now.
Yeah.
Damn, okay. Wait, how much is a marathon? Like 13, no?
Marathon is 26.2 miles.
Oh, my. Okay, yeah. Half a marathon is 13.
Yeah, holy shit. And then 10K is 6.2 miles. So if you've ever ran or hiked at 6.2 mm-hmm. miles, then you've done the 10K, too.
Damn, okay. I need to start learning the terminology
yeah,
for
the kilometers. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so good. So now I know I can run a 5K.
For sure.
Maybe not straight yet, so I need to build that
endurance.
You've
done it multiple times on Monday. They're very rarely less than a 5K.
Man, I'm surprised. Nobody ever told me that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. That's why I told you, bro. You're a runner from the beginning.
From the beginning. Okay, yeah. Okay. Cool. I'm going to put this in my Instagram title now.
For sure.
Runner.
Yeah. check mark. I agree.
I agree. You know, I think it's cool because it's like the most primal function that we have in our body, you know?
Exactly.
It's just been forever. We've just been running from animals, predators.
Exactly.
Now we're doing for leisure and for, you know, health reasons. But it's just something that a lot of people don't look forward to, first yeah. of all. You know, it's like, I gotta run? Like, you gotta run 2 miles. Fuck. You know, yeah. you're at the gym and you don't wanna get on that treadmill. And that's how I started. I was just dreading it. And if I get a little personal with it, I was just going through different ideas at the time that were not so positive, that were kind of negative.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I started running, it helped me kind of mold that energy into something positive and make something more you know, influential for myself.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And once I was able to kind of like hyper-focus on that and know that I can take these negative things into positive ones, like I felt more like freer, you know, like lighter after a run or yeah. stuff like that. Just mental, physical, like it was just great all around.
Yeah, the endorphins are real, man. Yeah. Like when you're out there and if you set yourself like a barrier in your mind or an obstacle and you're like, I can't run 3 miles. Yeah. And then you go out there and you complete it. That's just a positive like snowball effect, right? Because mm-hmm. then you wake up on Tuesday and you're like, I thought I couldn't do this paper or I couldn't do this at work. And then yeah. all of a sudden you have that like superpower that you can overcome these things that you thought were barriers because running showed you that.
Yeah.
You just stick with it, have a community behind you. You can overcome anything.
Yeah, no, that's true. And even the days that I was like not able to like keep up with the whole crew, you know, there's still people in the back just making sure you're like, hey, you're good.
Absolutely.
You know, you're just pushing you, you know? It's funny because I had some person, I was trying to invite somebody and they're like, nah, I'm more of a solo runner. I don't want to run in a group.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know what? You don't really run with the group. You know, you can run with them if you want to keep up with them. But you can also kind of just hang out in the back or go on the front or wherever you want it, somewhere in the, you know, wherever everybody's at.
Yeah.
You can do it on your own, too. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're doing like this whole team thing.
Right.
So that's what they were like turned off about it, air quotes,
gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's like, no, it's like wait till you experience it and be like, yeah, I can run on my own if I want to. But there's like a goal for everybody in
yeah.
a sense, you know?
And also it's a safe space. So like we also have a Lista run on Thursday that's a women-led run. Mm-hmm. But to what you were saying, right, that it's not necessarily, yeah, it's a group that you show up to.
Yeah.
But if you choose to run with people or not, it's still a safe space where people can kind of navigate you through the city.
Yeah.
And you don't feel alone. So, you can run by yourself, mm-hmm. but it's always more powerful if you can run with somebody because yeah. that's how you get that group energy and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite parts was when you're running, there's like random people are driving their cars and they slow down
yeah.
and they're like, hey, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, blacklist or, you know, something, you
yeah.
know, and it's people are just interested, you know, and I think
they've joined us. Like they'll hop off. Oh, yeah. Like there was a Lyft driver. I think once they were like, where are you guys going? I'm getting mm-hmm. off my shift. We're like, we're running to a mural up on, it must have been Melrose.
Mm-hmm.
And then he parked, jumped on the street and ran to Melrose with us and then jumped back in his car. Or just
Dang.
People like visiting uh-huh. in downtown LA. Like uh-huh. they'll jump in and they'll be in jeans and shit. It's just mm-hmm. they get inspired. So I think those are the magical moments that we get to see.
Yeah, no, those are really, yeah, they're really true. Like you said, like they're just magical and they're just raw, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, damn, you know, and you see that genuine interest in them. It's not like they're just faking it, you
exactly.
know? Damn it. No, it's cool. It's cool that you've been able to create a community that can, I don't know, it's just kind of molded into itself, like in its own entity in a sense too, mm-hmm. you know, like its own energy.
Yeah.
Man, has it been hard learning how to manage through all this stuff?
Like, yeah, I would say so, man. I think going on like 8 years, you go through periods of like the organization's super highs, right? And
mm-hmm.
then you have growing pains, right? Because as you grow, you need more resources and things like that.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of navigate those waters as best as you can. And we are a nonprofit, a 501c3.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's difficult to get grants from the city or corporations without them necessarily wanting like, you know, put a promotion on our shirts or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like to keep it community. So that's some of the struggles that we've gone through.
Yeah.
Personally, for me, I think it's more of like how to manage all those personalities that show up and how to still have people feel like they're being connected with.
Mm-hmm.
But as we get older and as we grow, and for me, as I do more like personal reflection and stuff like that, and just more meditation and mindfulness and just kind of being still,
mm-hmm.
It definitely helps me see things a little bit more clearer so I can continue to provide a safe space with the group and with the board and with the team so we can inspire more Angelinos and more people just
yeah.
to get out there and take care of their health, because health is wealth, movement is medicine, man.
Yeah, no, it's definitely true. It's again, I want to keep going back to just me.
Yeah.
But it was very, it was like a very how can I say, a free form of therapy for myself.
Yeah,
you know, like just speaking from my experiences as a Mexican American, you know Mexican parents and all that stuff, mental health has always been like, you know, put it on the back burner.
Right. There's know? No such thing, right?
There's no such thing. Yeah. It doesn't exist. You're just being lazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I don't have access to those resources immediately, or maybe I'm just hesitant because of the way I've been brought up to kind of look into it.
Yeah.
But running definitely was a form of therapy for myself. Physical therapy, mental therapy. Because, again, I was able to take all these different things that I couldn't do and just push your body, you know? And a lot of the people, sometimes if you're not in a comfort zone, you feel like you're in panic mode.
Yeah.
You know? You start immediately feeling uncomfortable, you shut things down, and it's easier for you to be just like, nah, like, I don't want to do this, you know?
Exactly.
And it's, to me, that running part, pushing myself, like, when I know I couldn't, was that moment. Like, it was like another way or another metaphor, but a physical one, of me saying, like, hey, you could do whatever you want as long as you Absolutely. Put your mind to it, you know?
Exactly. And yeah, I'm all about that, man. Like, even what you're talking about, I think it strikes a chord with me specifically right now, because same thing, you know, being Latino, that there's no such thing as mental awareness or mental health. And that's one of the other things that the group is trying to do slowly, you know, not necessarily introduce it as a big concept, but just with running, how do you practice gratitude? You know, how do you stay in a positive state of mind? We often focus on the negative things in our lives. And even just completing a 5K, thanking our bodies is an act of gratitude. And if you start doing that, it starts piling up in a positive way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, little things like that we're talking about now is something that hopefully in the next like 5 to 10 years we can introduce to the organization, because we got the physical part down, but now it's how can we get the mind and body together.
Exactly.
Right? So
yeah,
for me personally, again, I'm on a spiritual journey, I would say. So it's cool to see how we can integrate that in a soft and cool way to our runners and give them the option to kind of explore a little bit more of who they are.
Right. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, all you can really do is just guide somebody.
Yeah.
You know, you can't force an idea onto them or push it on, because, again, it's just that rejection that we have as I think as just humans, you know, like, unless you're approaching it with a sense where you can take a lead on your own, then, you know, we're going to shut it down for a good while.
Exactly.
Damn. No, and it's crazy because, sorry, I got distracted right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I don't know if people might notice, but usually when there's a group of people walking around us, I feel myself whispering a little bit more.
Kind of, like, yeah, because you don't want to be, like, too loud, right? Yeah.
But that's cool. No, I like this.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's what I got from it. That's what I continue getting from it, you know? And
yeah,
even if I'm not like chiseled out or everything, it's just about what's happening in my head and is what's making me, how it's making me feel.
Absolutely.
And that to me is just helping me, or helping it radiate to the external.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's where I really wanted to make sure to kind of digest that, dissect it, and really see why you do what it is that you do, you know? And again, it shows in what you've been doing it with the organization, you know?
That
you're putting in that real passion, you know? It's not, I don't think it's bad. I've seen people do things for monetary gain. And I think, and at least this is my personal, but deep down inside, I know I'm like, okay, maybe I do want some of that, you know, streaming money.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not why I do this, you know? And I've told myself plenty of times, I do it too for the community. You know, I want people to know Eric's doing Blacklist or so-and-so is doing this. And to show that whether we see it or not in this big-ass vast view that we have here is that there's like-minded people everywhere, you know? And then we're all really trying to chip away and make our communities better in whatever sense that we think we can, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's what community is.
Yeah.
Contribute a little bit and hopefully make the world a better place.
Yeah.
And it sounds cheesy, but it's true.
It sounds super. So it's like, man, don't turn this off.
Right, yeah.
No, but it's true, you know? And again, it's those things that are always, you know, we always see it. There, people mention it, but when you really, really think about it, you're really taking the time to sit down on your own and, like, you know, just with your thoughts, you're like, it's cheesy, but it makes, you know, it makes
sense.
They're
there for a reason. They're repetitive things or cliches for a reason, because once you put the action behind it, it works.
Yeah.
But if you just constantly hear it, you get over it. You're like, I don't want to do that. But I've learned from Phil Jackson, Kobe Bryant, Jordan. Like, these are the people that I looked up to or look up to currently, and they've taught me all these things. So it's not like I just magically made this happen. You know, I saw who I would like to be like, their work ethic, who they are in the community. You know, obviously it's debatable for some of these people, but overall, who they are as a person, I wanted to be a little bit more like them. So I did kind of like the reverse process and research who they were.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, after they reached their physical peak, went to the mind.
Yeah.
Because once you understand your body and you know what nutrition is and you know how to run, you know how to bike or hike, whatever it is, you kind of max out in the physical part, right? So you have to go in the mind and connect kind of both. So you can have the strategy part, the patience part, all these different things. But yeah, it's not like they're just random characters. Everybody knows Kobe. Everybody
knows
Jordan, you know, Phil Jackson. So that's Oprah. That's another one that I kind of like look up to and stuff. So
yeah, I like how you how you brought up the whole like reverse the process, right? Where you look at, because ultimately that's I like that you brought that up, because first and foremost, it's easy because nowadays with like social media, it's for us to just see the single face of what this social payment is or blacklist, right? Like, who I think Eric is this person,
right?
But we don't know how he got here, you know, or the big people that are influential, we don't know how they got there. And the fact that we're able to go in there and dissect who this person really was, with the goods and the bads, then we're able to see what how the well-rounded they are, you know, and that only gives us a sense that with the bads and goods that we have, we can help influence others too.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, you look at like, we always look at the stats, who they are, but we never really asked them more about themselves. Like for me specifically, I didn't know Kobe was like that. So that his later years, because for 20 years, he had to be this like, you know, I'm going to go onto the court and I'm
beast.
Just trying to beat everybody type of shit. But when you actually stood back, like, you know, with his four daughters, Vanessa, like, he was really like a kid in heart, I would say. It's something I didn't know.
Yeah, so, very pure.
Yeah, so for me, that's what I kind of caught from reading more about him and the Phil Jackson experience with him.
Damn. No, it's cool. It's like what's the word? Symbiote? One of those.
Symbiotic.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's just, it goes hand in hand. And man, it's just, it's good. I like when people are able to really step into that level of thinking.
Yeah.
Because it's very freeing. And again, and I want that for people.
Yeah.
You know, from my experiences, I want people to understand that, like you say, you go through LA, you're seeing everything, you're smelling it, you're hearing it, and you're really having a full experience.
Yeah.
You know, and without that, you're just living life day to day, just going through the same things. And like I tell people sometimes, like you're let's say you're taking a commute, like, and you're getting bored with it, like take another route. You know, take a, get to work a different way, take the metro. You know, I did it last time and I rented out a fucking
The
bird scooters?
Yeah, dude,
it was so much fun. I took a little longer to get to work. I got there sweating,
but it felt fun, right?
But it was cool, man. Like through the metro, I live in like the Bell area. So to get here, you kind of have to go through some weird blue line stops. But, you know, it's still the experience. Like, you're seeing just all types of people, all forms of people. There's people who you see that have disabilities, and it makes you appreciate yourself. Not that I'm trying to do an ableism thing here, but, like, you appreciate the fact that my body works, you know? Like, you see how other people's lives can be more difficult with just little things that you take for granted. You know, we're bipedal mammals. Like, we can walk, we can run, and a lot of us reject the idea of, of both, you know?
We're born to ride, man.
Exactly.
We're born to move.
And, like, again, it's just take a time to find a new way to freshen up what you're doing, you know, throughout. Even if you're on a routine, you know, just change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Go to Blacklist on Monday nights.
Yeah, pull up on Mondays. it's at 9 p.m. now.
Oh, 9 p.m.
Yeah,
okay.
We switched. We're getting a little older, so we were like, you know what, 9 p.m. is a little bit better. We can get to bed earlier.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, it makes
sense.
Still
kind of works.
But, you know, again, it's just those little things that you don't know they're happening, and until you experience them, you're like, damn, this is cool. You know?
Yeah.
And it's been an experience.
One of the other things, too, is what you were mentioning about, like, I forget what you mentioned, but it's one of the things that's top of mind right now is whatever you did to get where you are now, and if you're satisfied there but you want to grow, you're going to have to do something different. So I think you were mentioning like going to Blacklist or something like that, right? Which basically means just getting outside of your comfortable zone.
Exactly.
So this is where I'm at, you know, and this is where a lot of our athletes are at too. They're making the decision of like, do I just want to run for fun, or do I want to run for performance? And the decision is ultimately theirs, right? But they have to make that decision. Like, am I satisfied where I'm at? Am I currently happy? And if they're not, then they're going to have to, you know, run a little bit more or do some certain different things to get to the next level, right? But it's always a cycle of constant change, what I've seen in the last 8 years from athletes. And because I call everybody that shows up to Blacklist athletes. I mean, you guys are running, so runners and athletes. So I think getting comfortable with being uncomfortable is a huge part of
it's key and it's scary.
It is scary. Man, it's not comfortable.
Yeah, I've had the experience to go skydiving before.
Ooh, how was that?
Honestly, if I can, that's the one example I always refer to when I feel like I need to do something different and how scared I might feel.
Skydiving.
And it's like a physical, again, it's like, I don't know if it ever makes a physical metaphor of what I'm trying to explain, but it's like sometimes you're in that threshold mentally and you're like, should I do it?
Yeah.
And then when you do it, you just gotta keep going. Like, there's, once you jump off the plane, there's no fucking stopping until you hit the ground, you know?
Yeah.
And to me, again, it's just that sense where I'm like at that tip, my legs just dangling, fucking the door open.
Yeah.
You hear the crazy air. And then you're just like, all right, 1, 2, 3, and you just go. And it's, you know, Nike has that just do it for a reason.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, just do it. You just jump out and, you know, free falling for a fucking couple of, like a minute or two. I don't even know
that's
how long.
That's tough, man. I've never done it, but it's on the bucket list. But, man, that's some fearless shit right there.
Yeah, I mean, I was scared as fuck to me, man. I was shitting myself. And I was just under the influence of some drug.
Oh. Okay.
So I was just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And it was just life-changing, man. I cried. There was tears coming out of my, you know, because I was like, this is beautiful.
It's
like
something new.
Yeah, it's something new. And you don't have to go to the extremities of jumping off a plane, but it's just something, experience something new, you know?
Yeah.
Something that's just gonna shift your focus on what you think you know.
Exactly. And overcome the, or like say less of I can't and I can. I think that's what it is. Try new experiences.
Yeah. Man, I love what you're doing, man. I really do. And I think I hope you guys continue like working past all the stuff that's going on. I know with the city.
Yeah.
It's a great place to live in. I know the politics aren't the greatest.
Yeah.
But I mean it's been home for me. I'm born and raised too, you know, so LA, and it's fun that I don't stop seeing new things, you know, in the last 32 years of this fucking my life.
Yeah.
And you guys are doing it.
Yeah, we're on the 100-year plan, so we're barely at year 8, so we got a lot of time to go. Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
And where do you see this going, like, let's say in the next year or two? Like, let's say 5 years.
Oh, man.
Maybe the high school question.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Years? It's like, there's so many things, but I think currently is like the, how can I say it? I have the moonshot goals and then like the earth goals, right?
Yeah.
I would say fine tune the program a little bit more, the Los Angeles Marathon training program.
Mm-hmm.
Get funding for the organization so we can serve the community a little bit better. And then I would say if there's a way that we can connect with the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we started, we were about 25, 26, or something like that. So yeah, I'm 32 now. So we've lived LA in a different point of view, but the new generations, like, how can we get them to take care of their health and mental state and all that stuff? So I think if we can reach out to them in the next like 2 to 3 years, I would love for them to be leading the organization up there on Mondays instead of me on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
I'll just be there as a photographer, as a coach, or as a support system. I'll still be part of the organization, but it would be cool to have these younger folks lead it, like how we led it when we were 25, 26. So that's really where the mind's at right now, because I think it's important so that, because the organization can adapt and shift and reach a wider audience.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, it's in the youth. You say you have what?
100-year plan.
100-year plan. Yeah, there you go.
I know I'm not going to live 100 years, but that's how I wanted to live past me.
Yeah.
So that's why we say 100-year plan, because it forces me to find somebody that can, you know, continue the journey.
It's cool because, again, being here for 32 years myself, I guess the ones that I've really experienced in the last maybe 20, because, you know, I was just a kid. You're just like living right based on what people are taking you.
Yeah.
But being able to explore, again, it's just been fascinating that I can find new things every time, you know, and I don't get bored of it. And it kind of bums me out when sometimes, because I work in Los Feliz, so people from all over the world are coming over.
Yeah.
And you sometimes you're like, LA kind of sucks, or LA this, and it's like, or you know, this it has its problems.
Yeah.
But man, it's a cool place to be.
The land of sunshine and dreams, man. Like, you can make anything here. It's just you gotta be patient. Like, nothing happens with the snap of a finger. You know, you gotta put work into it.
Yeah, and again, I guess it depends on where you're at too. But you're gonna be influenced by the people around you. You know, if you're
that's true.
I lived in Bell, and Bell doesn't have like the best reputation for things. You know, and it's honestly one of the that general area. It's just one of the poorest locations around here.
Yeah.
So, you know, being coming from there to kind of experience what's out here and then trying to bring it back home, that's where I feel like we're grabbing, at least the podcast wants to gravitate to, just bring, highlight all these different movements and inspire somebody to be like, we need to bring this home, you know, get it closer to us.
Yeah, I think that's the ultimate goal, is like, how can you find inspiration and then not necessarily leave where you're from, right? But how can you make that better? Because I think that was another main reason we started Blacklist, is like, we can just go to the West Side or go to a store and run from the store, but that didn't feel like authentic to me. So how can we bring that to where we live? And then, you know, now I think, going on 8 years later, there's probably like 15 to 20 groups out there, you know, so that's
growing.
Cool to see that, because they're bringing it back to where they live, right? So it's a running community. They might have a different flavor, but it's still people getting out there moving. So I think, like what you're saying is perfect. Perfect is like grabbing what inspires you or whatever you like and then bringing it back home so you can make that a better place.
Yeah, and I've seen the movement, especially, so like that general area, Southeast LA area, it's, you can start seeing, like, again, to the whole youth, you start seeing the younger people. They're trying to have a little bigger of impact. I'm not saying our generation didn't, but from what I'm seeing, that they're more hands-on and trying to bring things to the forefront.
I mean, I think it's social media, like, they're just experts. We didn't grow up with phones,
right?
We like learned how to use them, they did. So it's like by 10 they're like exactly what to do.
They're troubleshooting stuff.
Dude,
it's crazy just seeing it for reals, you know. And again, I hope people get inspired moving forward, for reals, in our communities, when you're a community, everywhere around here, because at the end of the day, we're all in LA, we're all LA. And if you like, you know, the Dodgers, believe you all bleed blue, you know?
I mean, hopefully they get another World Series run.
Oh, yeah, right? 2021 that they did it.
Because the Lakers, they obviously didn't make it, but hopefully the Dodgers can.
Yeah. Let's hope so, man.
Yeah, I'm glad the Clippers did it. I mean, I know we got a lot of Clippers fans out there, but I'm Lakers, Team Lakers.
Yeah, two Lakers. Yeah. For people who want to get in contact with you, man, if people who want to join Blacklist, like, what's the best way to reach you? What's the best way to reach the page, find you guys?
So our Instagram is at Blacklist LA, and we post our schedule on our Linktree. You'll see schedule or events, which takes you to our website. So if you don't have an Instagram, you could go to the website. It's www.blacklistla.city/events, and we update that every week with our weekly runs. So we have Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at the moment.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. Everybody's welcome.
Right now, post-COVID, are you guys starting to back up that regular scheduling again?
Yeah. We're back in full schedule, to be honest. The only thing is now we're being a little cautious because of the Delta variant. So we hope that we don't have to go through a shutdown, but our schedule's back. So the full schedule's back. And we're currently in marathon training. Today is day two of Los Angeles marathon training. Okay. So if you're not training for the marathon, you're still welcome to show up, because I think a lot of folks think, is a lot of our posts now are about LA Marathon.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be training for it to join us, because we actually people that are not training for a marathon to show up to just provide guidance, support, and energy.
Gotcha.
So everybody's welcome, all faces.
Damn.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Well, dude, thank you again for making the time. Unfortunately, we're going to have to cut it just because of the extra sign that's happening. I hope that we get to do this one more time at some point.
Yeah.
I know, and see where your progress is at, see what's happening with the organization
for
and everybody in general. And I'll catch you on those Monday night runs.
All right, man, let's get it. I hope to see you guys out there.
Awesome, man. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, and everybody have a good day or good afternoon.